TSN 1050's coverage of the 2020 Tokyo Olympics continues tomorrow morning with women's soccer, Canada, Great Britain. Match begins at 7 a.m. on TSN 1050, official affiliate radio broadcaster. Now, back to Leafs Lunch.
Final segment, Leafs Lunch. Jim Taddy subbing for Andy Petrillo. Let's deal with the Leafs draft. And to help us understand that, Mark Edwards is the founder and director of scouting for HockeyProspect.com and is with us now. Mark, welcome. How are you today?
I'm good, Jim. How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. Matthew Nyes seems like a really good pick. Tell us about him and why you like him.
Yeah, so we really liked him. Ranked him as a late first rounder on our first ranking of the season. As of course fate has it, he promptly went into a brutal slump, reasonably long slump actually, and went past Christmas. But obviously we kept watching him, and he really turned it around after Christmas, especially as we got closer to spring. I think it's actually a really good example of how a player can slide. I know several scouts who gave him a first round grade, but you know, just depending where a team's drafting and what players are still available when a team picks can just lead to a player just sliding team by team. So I think the Leafs were really lucky to get him late second and pretty much a steal at that point. Just going back to that slump, he had two goals in about a 16-game stretch. But as he turned it around, as I mentioned, coming down the spring, it was a polar opposite. He had 12 goals and I think 24 points in his final 15 games. So similar stretches of a 16- and 15-game stretch with a lot of different results. He's a huge kid. I think he started to understand how to use that size and really, for that matter, all of his tools a lot better. And I just kind of thought of it like, you get a new car and there's all kinds of extra features, and it sometimes takes a little while to learn how to use those features. And I think it took him a little longer to figure out how to maximize some of his tools. But he can beat a guy with speed, and then the next guy he might beat just with some hands. He's got some pretty good hands. And there's just layers to his game. You know, the next guy, he might just beat by some deception. He's a pretty smart player who uses deception in his game. He's not afraid to take the puck to the net. But having said that, he'll also start heading to the net, and just out of nowhere, he's really aware of his surroundings, and all of a sudden you see him dish the puck with a really slick pass. So really pretty solid all along. If I had to state the weakness, it would probably be just a little bit of mechanical stuff with his stride. Can look a little rough at times, but nothing obviously based on where we ranked him. We had him as a top 15 prospect when all was said and done. So obviously we wouldn't have him up there if we thought the skating was a stopper.
And the next pick was 153rd overall, Ty Voigt, who didn't play last year. That's got to be a difficult bit of scouting.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one for us and pretty much for everybody, I guess, including the Leafs, because he basically never played. He did play in Erie. There was a player-run showcase, but that's not exactly the level of hockey scouts are looking for when they're making draft decisions. I did see him a handful of times in person last season. He was very good. He did look really tiny in my limited viewings last year, which is pretty much the case for everyone, obviously. He looked to be a really smart player, skilled, I'd say pass first, really creative player, pretty shifty, good skater. I'd like to see you skating more towards elite level when players are his size, but he's definitely a good skater. It's not like it's a weakness or anything. He had a good season for Sarnia last season as a rookie. Probably not mind-blowing stats, but that team was a bit of a disaster, so it was a little more challenging for anyone to post big numbers there, let alone, you know, an undersized rookie.
I mean, this is a hard process. You're drafting people who haven't played for a year, or you're drafting people that maybe you've over-scouted. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, so the wide range of amount of viewings from a player, not just player to player, league to league, and then player to player, was obviously huge this year. So we gave this player, for example, a draftable grade. So we give both a grade, and then we treat ourselves as if we're the 33rd team. So we have a team style list. So he didn't make our list, but it was less in this case, in this situation, about necessarily what we think of him as a player and more about what we did to several OHL players, where we kind of just found guys we knew better and they kind of took those spots through that portion of the list. So we gave him a draftable grade, didn't make our team style list. But this is a player, I mean, he's undersized, but this kid really competes. He's skilled. There's there's, if you go across our rating system, which we do for IQ, compete, skill, skating, there's not one of those that is going to be alarming with a lower number. He's pretty steady across the board there, except for the size factor. And I tried to get a read talking to some scouts about some size that had, some guys that had seen him in person. And I got answers everywhere from 5'6 to 5'8. We listed him at 5'9 in our book because that's most of the time we just go with the NHL Central about 90% of the time with their listing. And that's what they had him at. In a normal year, I'm at the NHL Combine marking on my timetable which time he's going to be at the measuring area, measuring in and getting his height, weight. And I've done that many years, and he would have been one that I would have been standing there literally watching him get measured to see what he officially came in at. COVID derailed viewings, and they derailed that part of the system this year as well.
That's where we are. Mark, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem.